We're on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. The last quarter of the Amid. Amma Rav Chisde Eizeu Talmud Chochem. Who's a Talmud Chochem? Zeharoye Treife La'atzmai. Talmud Chochem is one of Zeharoye Treife La'atzmai. Amma Rav Chisde Eizeu Seine Matonis Yichye Zeharoye Treife La'atzmai. Now let us see Rashi. Before we see Rashi, let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says Pshat in Eizeu Talmud Chochem. It's a very modern lashon. Eizeu Talmud Chochem. The Mahadalei Avedosei Betzvias Ayin. And the Talmud Chochem, that we can trust him. And we can be, if he says this is his Aveda, we can return it to him. Now, what is Pshat Roye Treife La'atzmai? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Zeharoye Treife La'atzmai, Shenoyled Sofik Treifes Bebehemtai. He does a Sofik Treifes in his behemoth, V'nireboi Tam Le'isa, V'tam Le'heta. He can... Now, in this Shaila of Treifus, he can, there's a tzad lesser, there's a tzad to be matter. Ve'enoi chos olei ba'oischa. And he's not chos, and he asks it. I'd just like to elaborate a little, I saw once in Teres Chaim, I love this, speaks about Reis HaLevi, Reb Chaim, Rav. So he brings down, the once a Shaila was posed to Reb Chaim, if he could find the heter, if he could find the heter. So Reb Chaim was very hurt the way the Shaila was phrased. He said, you have to find an Issa. Well, but you have to look for a heter. You have to know what the din is. You have to be mevar what the din is. Snapshot is, I'll look for a heter. You have to know what the din is. Now, when a person has his own behemoth, and there are tzdodei Issa, and this Sade Heta. Now, normally, a person is governed by his Ritzainis, Kant Rabbi Chanan says, we say in the Parsha of Tzitzis, Leisasuru Achei Levavchem. So, Chazal tell us, Achei Levavchem Zuminus. So his ma'irer, the gather of minus, has nothing to do with the leiv, which is, the leiv symbolizes the retainus of the person. Minus is something to do with the seichel, what he believes, what he doesn't believe. So why, when the Torah wanted to ask him minus, the Torah spoke about the leiv, and we see also, the Pasuk says, Omar Novel Beliboy Einalikim. So it seems the lave is the organ that is saying Einalikim. It's not the lave, it's a Pseshit in the Mayach. So Rabbi Chanan says a very, I must say, Yesod. He said, a person who's a mean, so how was the world created? Oops. We'll explain it some other time. It's too complicated to understand. But the looking at the world and seeing all the complexities and how everything stims is you have to be made that it was created. It didn't just come about. A person will see a computer. How did this work? There's a marshal from the Chavis Alvavis. that someone once saw a beautiful Megillah, mamish beautiful, it's written Oisius, with the tagin and everything, and someone asked him, who wrote this Megillah? So he says, I'll tell you the truth, the ink spilled out, and it became like this. So he says, whose leg are you pulling? I mean, I should believe such a shtus? If I see the complexities and the perfectness in each ois, Al-Kochach was written from someone. It didn't happen. A bottle of ink spilled out. Mibsori echse eleka. Looking at the human body with the wonders and the flois of the Briye is echse eleka. Al-Kochach was a boire. We see how everything stims and it's so complex and so much chochma sheyotzos odom bechochma. So Rabbi Chanan says, so how can one be a mean take? So, I mean, why does, so because the rotzen of the person is that if there's a boire and the world was created, so Mestama the Zicha was a purpose why the world was created, and then that means that he has obligations to fulfill and he can do whatever he'd like to do. So his rotzen would prefer to say that it wasn't created. That's a moyadike sheichat, that the moyach, that a person, his rotzenis want to say, I'm a novel, believe I ain't a likim. The novel says, believe I ain't a likim. And if the leiv is controlling him, rishoyim b'shus libam, so the moyach will comply with the leiv and say biurim, and we can farem for it's difficult to say that it happened by itself, but we'll say yesh li yashiv bedoichik. That is a person. A person is governed by his ritzainis and his mind thinks accordingly. If a person has a behemi, he's a Talmud Chochem, and there's a svare to say that it's treif, and it's a svare to say that it's kosher, and he should be able to look at it without an igi and to be machria that it's treif. That means that person is completely rochek from the midah of chemdes hamomen. That means even though it's his momen, he's rochek from this. So this person zeh roye treif la'atzmoy kshenoy letzofik treif es mepemtoy v'nira boitam le'isa v'tam leheter and he see v'einei chos ola v'oyscha not misofik, he's machriya the isa. So that means this person is pure and doesn't have any negiyas moment. So that's Poshe Pshat and Toisvus. So Pshat and Toisvus is, so such a person, Yemahada and Aveda, between Yisayim. This person does not have Chemdes HaMomet. And now the second Memre of Rav Chisde, who's called Ezer Seinei Matonesh Yichye, Zeroye Treifel Atzmai. So Rashi says, Zeroye Treifel Atzmai. Vadai soinei matoneis acherimu. So he's soinei yenim's mumim. Sha'aval shaloi einoi choymeid lahachriya leheta. Even on his own mumim, he doesn't have chemdim, which would be mishachetim to be machriya that it's mutter. So this person is mufke min achemde. So memelev is mufke min achemde. The Rabbeinu Yoni says in Mishlei, Soinei Matonis Higia Ela Kotza Ha'achrein. This is the epitome. Bechiev Al-Chokas Ha'chemde Bechayfet Shim is Einoisov Bidei Shemaim Ubi Higia Kapov. I don't want from someone else. That means so that he's Soinei Matonis. So Memela, if a person is Bekoyach to be Machia, that it's treif, even though there's svoris lekan and svoris lekan, and his seichel is so pure and so abstract that he's not perverted by the chemdes hamomen, that person is a seine matonis of a kerd. He doesn't want yenem zmanim. He only wants mezeinoise b'dei shemayim b'gi yekapov. I saw a very interesting pshat from the Ben Yoyodov, The Ben Yehuda says that, who's the Talmud Chochem? So he's mamtik a little. He says, Chochem is gematria chayim. Chof is in the place of two yuds. So he says, Nemesin, Talmud Chochem is called a Chochem because Gdoila Teire Shenesanes Chaim Lo Isel. The Teire gives Chaim, so Mamela, the Shem Chochem is all the same Shem Chaim Sheboy, Gimoitzi Motza Chaim. The Shem Chochem is Gematria Chaim. So he says, but normally, he says, you have a Talmud Chochem, he's learning, so how is he getting supported? And Nitna Teire Loichle Amon is Manena. So people give him Matonis. So the Gemara is like, so how can you have a Talmud Chochem who the gematria of Chochem is Chaim and he's getting matonis? He's being supported by others. And it says, so in the matonis yichye. So how could he be a chetza of Chaim when he's being supported by matonis? So he says it matters why he's taking the matonis. He says, if he's taking the matonis b'teiras hechech, he says, there's two types of Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmud Chochem, he doesn't want to work, so he learns, people give him money. So Memele, so that Talmud Chochem, really, he's a Chaymed moment. He's Chaymed Yenim's moment. But how do you get a hold of Yenim's moment? By sitting and learning. That's one Talmud Chochem. So he says, he's a Chaymed moment. He's not a Chochem. He says, a Talmud Chochem, he wants to learn. And Vakert, he doesn't even need it, he's a Muchach, so he has to take it. But really, he's a Soine Matonis. He doesn't want it. That means if he won't get it, he'll still learn. But the Vakert, the getting it is a greater Achavas Adas. So how do we know that this person is a Talmud Chochem, that really is a Soine Matonis? This is a Raya Treifel Atzmoy. If he has a behemoth, and there's Stodim Lesser and Stodim Lahater, and he's Machia Leisr, and the Chemdis Amomen does not pervert his Achro. That person is Mufka from Chemdis Amomen. He can bevise such a Zach. So he's Mufka from Chemdis Amomen. So this person is a Seine Matonis, even though he's being supported through Matonis. And this person, can rightfully be called a Talmud Chochem. Dorash Marzutra Mishmeida Rav Chisde, Kol Mi Shekoire V'Shoine, V'Roye Treifer La'atzmoy, V'Shimesh Talmide Chachomim, Olo V'Kosev Oimer, Yigia Kepecho Kisoicho, Ashrecho V'Toy Vloch. Rav Zvidoma, Zoiche V'Noichu Shnei Oilomis, Oilom Hazeh V'Oilom Abo. Ashrecha ba'ilam hazeh, tekeifel aloshen, ashrecha v'toivloch, ashrecha ba'ilam hazeh, v'toivloch, lo ilam habo. Now, the davoini, first of all, I don't understand b'chlal, where does it say in this posik that olav akosav oimi yigi kapecha kisoicha ashrecha v'toivloch, is kaire vishaine bereye treife la atma I vishimish tamid chamin, that means he's a mufladike talmud chochem, he's and is bereye treife la atma, he's so all of a cause of such a person, all of a cause of oima yigia kepech gisecha ashrecha v'toiv loch ashrecha v'ilum ze v'toiv loch v'ilum habo. So Rashi is very interesting over here. Rashi says, "B'shim yitamit ha'chachomim, Gemara, Talmud, Taretz, Taimei ha'mishne, u'mishnayis, ha'soyschei, zu ha'zu, ha'aynu, Talmud." So Mamele is yegia kepecha kisaychu, v'kiven da'al shaloi einai chaymed, is koshkein she'einai chaymed, Bishal Acherem Lignoy Veligzel. So Memele, because Yigia Kapecha Kisaychel, you only sicher hiet if he's Reue Treffel Atmoi, so on his own moment he's not Chaymet, so he sicher won't be Goyne Vegoizel. That such a person, we can be assured that he only eats from Yigia Kapo, and he doesn't take from someone else. Perhaps Pshat in the Gemara is that Mitadechot, we're speaking about a Talmud Chochem was Vishimish Talmide Chochemim. That means he learned Gemara, he's a Lamden, he knows how to. And Be'etzem, by this Talmud Chochem, would be very easy to find a Heter. I mean, he knows, it's very easy for him to find the Heter. This is not a difficulty for him. He knows, he understands very well, and he's Roye Issa, Roye Tamla Issa, Tamla Heter. And Memele, he could Zicher find a Terem. Va'afal Pikein, Afal Pikein, he is Machia Le'iso, so that means he's not at all affected by Chemdas HaMoment. Such a person, we can say on him, Yigia Kepecha Kiseicho. That means that another person, when it comes to business, so a person is Meire Heter La'atzmai, this is an Osir, and there's different Meire Heterim. So to say that the Kiseichel is only Yigia Kapov, and I'm not taking away from someone else, is a mouthful. But this person who knows all the Svaris HaTorah, he knows the Heterim, he knows the Yisurim, and Fakerti is not at all influenced by Chemdas HaMomim, So this person, that means, if he doesn't know the halachas, he zicher can make a toys. He can say, Yigia Kapecha Kiseicho. If he knows the halachas, Olav HaKos HaVoyma, if he knows the halachas, this person is that we have Avtoche, Ashrecha b'toivloch, Ashrecha b'ilam hazeh, b'toivloch l'ilam abo. Abolozo ki ave mishadri leim ibei nesi yemidi, is to send matonis to Abolozo loy shokel. He didn't want to take. V'chi ave mizamni lei, they invited him to come to a suda, someone else's suda. Loy ozo, oma loy kaboi mar dehichi, you don't want, I should live. I mean, what are you sending me matonis? What are you inviting me to come to eat? See, v'soine matonis yichye. So Memela, therefore, did not want to accept matonis and even to go to others. Abzeire ki mishadri lei shokul. Abzeire was also like this. When they sent him matonis, he would not accept it. Ki ave mizamne lei, but if they invited him for sude, also, Omar is Yakuri who the Misyakribi. But then when I go to their Sudas is not Pshat, they're doing me a favor. It's a covet for them that I mishtatef in their Suda. What does Rashi say? Lechel Etzlom is Yakuri Misyakribi Nichbodim Bemashani Said Etzlom. Panosom he Be'ein zu matonet, not they're giving me, I'm giving them by participating in their suda. Rabbi Lozo, why didn't Rabbi Lozo do the same thing? So the Mefoshim being down, Ben Yehoda, Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Lozo was poor. Rabbi Zeira was a rich person. So Memele, when Rabbi Zeira came, so everyone knows he's coming to the suda, that's a gevaldike kovod. Rabbi Lozo is a poor person, he's coming, he wants to be machzik teure. I mean, you don't see that he's mechabed them. It's more or less that, we're being machzik him, b'derech kovet. So there, that he said, he wants to live. Omar, now we go back to Hilchus Treifis. It's good to look in the Sichas Chulin. We'll see. Omar Rav Yudah Marav, Nikva Kinofa Mitztarfim Leruba. If you have the Gargeres, we have the Tabois, of the Gargeres, and we learned before that Psikis HaGargeres is Beruba, with a Feroiv of the Gargeres is cut, split, some Mele, so that's Treif. So now, Rabbi Yudah Marav said, what if you have tiny holes, like a sieve? You have tiny holes like a sieve, one next to the other. And the roiv of the gargeres are these holes. That means the holes are not connected. There is a tiny space between one hole and another hole. And roiv of the gargeres, has these tiny holes. Does this have a loch of nifsaka gargeres? It's not split. It's connected because between each hole there's a mashahu of gargeres. What do I say? No, it's a din of nifsaka gargeres. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, nikva kinofa mitstarfen leruba. Let us see Rashi. Kenofo hagargeres soviv lehekeifo, around the hekef, the circumference of the gargeres, the kovim dakim yev tiny holes kenofo, like one next to the other, like a sieve. Mitstalfin hanikovim lerubo, so Rashi says, ilu hoyu kulon mechuborim yachad, Hoyaruba nivsak treipa. So Mamela, so we just have to see that, we have to realize that Rashi added a word here. In Nagamar it says, mitstarfim leruba. That's what it says by us. Rashi says mitstarfim hanikovim leruba, which has a whole different type. That means Rashi means we have to add up all the nikovim, and if all these nikovim, if they would be attached, this would be roiv, that would be roiv of the, even though they're not attached. I mean, there's the spaces between each nekev. But ilo hayakulon mechuborim yachad, if all the nekovim would be attached one to the other, hayarubo is niv, hayaruba nivsak, so treif, that's called a treif. Agabuche, the ran, and the aftesam et beis, bedafi hariv, so the Ran is chaylik on Rashi, and he brings down nikva kenofa mitarefes lerubo. So the Ran says kloima shim nikva hagargeres nikovim ktanim kimi nikvei hanofa, just like the holes of a sieve. She'ein bein nekev lenekev kimeloi nekev, and the sieve, the space in between the holes is not the same size as the holes. It's much smaller. Mitstarfin lerube, the ikar roi bein hanikovim umashe bineim treifo. So the Ran says a chumra, bigger chumra than Rashi. You don't need roi with the holes alone. Roi you mitstarif the holes together with the bein hanikovim, and if that will make roi, the Ran says a beautiful love this. The kivin shein beinekev, lenekev, kemolei nekev, ain masha beinehem miskayim. It won't last too long. V'royin oisei kilu ain oisei, so it's kilu, it's not here already. Al kaponim, here we have a machlokes, Rashi and the Ran. Let us go further. Mosev Rav Yirmiya. So Rav Yirmiya est akashe an Rav. Bill Gogoyles, we learned a Mishnah in the Holies, that we had this already, that a Gogoyles is when is it considered a Chesorin the kugoyles, if there is a nekev kemagdach. If there's a nekev kemagdach, it's maybe like a sela, or a nisa. No, here it's like a sela. That's the shia magdach. So, the gugoyle sheyesh bo nekev echod oruch. So now there's a baraisa that says as follows. That if you have a long nekev, it's not round like a magdach, number one. Number two, afilo yesh bo nekovim harbe. Even though you have this long nekev and there's a lot of holes in it, mitstarfin limloy magdach. So these holes are metzurif limloy magdach. Alma, even the shiurim limloy magdach, limloy magdach mitstarfin. Since the shiur, this is a shiur of treifis also, that since the shiur is limloy magdach mitstarfin. Achinami, given the shiurei ki iser, so by the gargeres, since the shiur is the shir chesorin is like an iser, v'chi iser mitztarfen. So we should be mitztarif to an iser. Let us just go further. So he's asking Akashe, you said that mikve kenofo mitztarfen l'rubim, if roiv of the hekev of the gargeres is mikve kenofo, so it's matriv. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, since the shir chesor by agageres is keiser, so we should be mitzvah le keiser, not like ruba. We should mitzvah of keiser. Ishtemitzei. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyah was unaware of Choda Omer Rab Chelboy Omer Rab Choma Baguya Omer Rab. The kovim sheyesh bem chesorim mitztarfen lekeisa, v'she'ein bem chesorim mitztarfen leruba. Rav said that the kovim that have a chesorim, I mean something is missing from the gargeres, then it's taken mitztarfen lekeisa, v'she'ein bem chesorim mitztarfen leruba. Now, this is a difficult Gemara to understand what Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha was and what the Gemara says ishtamitze. So, perhaps let us just see Tosfos and then we'll see Rashi. And we'll learn Tosfos on a poshut ha'ifim. Let us see the first two Tosfos and then we'll come to Rashi. Mitztarfen l'chmeloi migdach. It says over here that if you have nekovim, then mitzurif to a meloi migdach. So Tosfos had a problem. Let us appreciate the problem. In Neholis, there's a machlekes beis shamai in beisilu. What is the shir chesoron by the gulgoyles? The beis shamai says the shir is meloi migdach. Beis Hillel says the shir is kedei sheyenotel min hachai v'yomais. How much, if it would be alive, what would make it a treife? So when it's dead, it's not metame boil. So here the machlokes, what the shir is, the chesoron of a shedre that makes it a treife, and the chesoron of a gulgoilis that makes it a treife, and the chesoron of a gulgoilis that makes it shouldn't be metame boil. So now Tosfos had a problem that this year b'loy migdach is shitas beishamai. Why did the Gemara hop on shitas beishamai? She go shitas beisul. Shitas beisul is a different shir. Kedei sheyenotel min achai v'yomos. Why are we talking about leif beishamai over here? That's Tosfos' problem. So Tosfos says, Lav mishum de boilim mistem ke beishamai. Now we want a paskin like beishamai. The shir is not meloi migdach. There's a different shir. There's a shir kedei sheyinotu min achai v'yomis. Mishum de beishamai birshu since by Bishem Shammai Pirshu Shiyuron, not at Shiyur the Beis Shammai. I mean, basically we have to figure out exactly what the Shiyur is, and the Gemara is Mefalpa, but we don't want to go into that now. So Memele Beis Shammai said a Shiyur, so we hop on, so we know what we're talking about, so we hopped on Beis Shammai Shiyur. Fine. That's the first thesis. Ish the mitzei hodi omar salke daitach der Rabbi Yirmiyah da'afilu b'nekovim sheyesh ben chesorin koma the mitztarfen l'rube midenokat kinofe the mashme kenikve nofe sheyesh ben chesorin airi masik deshem ben chesorin airi v'loi nokat nofe aloima the malayim aloima the malayim nekovim kinofe Peloshin itch the mitzei kosher. Now, let us explain how Taisvus learned the Gemara and the difficulties Taisvus encountered in the Gemara. We see clearly from the Gemara, we'll perhaps go over the Gemara again, but we see clearly from the Gemara, the sheer iser is when there's a chesorin. When there's a chesorin, so then the shir is bekeisa, a certain type of a coin. Psukis agargeres, there's no chesaron, nothing is missing from the gargeres, it's just split. So there's a din, there's a shir keisa, when there's a chesaron. When there's no chesaron, the shir is ruba. So if roiv of the gargeres is nipsak, it's treif. Now, somehow, we have a kasha, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a kasha, why is the shir rube? The shir should be keisa. That was a pistakasha. That was the kasha. So Taisvus did not understand, what's the kasha? The shir keisa is only when there's a chesaron. Who's talking about a chesaron? So Taisvus says, oh, he understood that Rav is speaking about is a chesaron, because it said kinofo. What is that? It was nikva kinofa. It had a hole like a nofa. In a sieve, the hole is a chesama. There's something missing there. And if he said nikva kinofa, so that means that something is missing there. Something missing from the gargeres. So he's talking about, that's how he, that's into nikva kinofa. He's speaking about a hole that is a chesama. And he says, the shir is, Beruba. So he said, I don't understand you. When there's a chesaron, the shir is keiser. Shir is keiser. And let's make one more nekuda. This is what the Maram says. There's a big tumult. That an iser is smaller than ruba. So memele, that the coin of an iser is smaller than ruba of the god. We're talking about a gageres of a behemoth, not talking about a chicken. Later we'll talk about a noig. So talking about a gageres of a behemoth. So an iser, the coin of an iser is smaller than ruba. So now let us understand. Let's learn the Gemara now. Let's look at the Gemara again. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav nikva kinofa means it has holes like a nofa, and just like a sieve, the holes it's missing something. It's missing. There's nothing there. This chesaron there, that means that the nofa is made out of material, the sara susa used to be made out of, horsehair used to be made out, but where there's the hole, there's missing material. So this chesaron, omar rab, nikva kinofa, mitztarfen l'rube. So we take all these holes, and if with these holes add up to roiv hekev of the gargeres, so it's treif. Mosiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So let's go into the Mishnah Neholos. Ochinami, given the Shiurei Keisa, you're speaking about whole Sheyesh by Chesaron. Nikva Kinafe. Given the Shiurei Keisa, Lechisa Mitzarfina. So Memele, so it should be less than Rubo. Why do you say the shir is ruba? It should be less than ruba. It should be kisam. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara brings down Rav Chome Bar Guyon Amar Rav, Nekovin sheyesh bem chesoren mitzafel l'chisam. Right? If there's a chesorin, so you're right, then it's mitzvah chisa. Shein ben chesorin, mitzvah l'ruba. So what is the teretz? The teretz is you misunderstood Rav Yehuda Merav. He's talking about a nekem shein ben chesorin. That's the teretz. Now, if we learn the Gemara, so not ish the mitzvah hoda omar Rav Chelboi. He didn't know Rab Chelboi's memre that he said the kom shesh mem chesor mitzav rishem chesor mitzav l'rube. He misunderstood our Rav Yehuda Merav. Not Ishtemitzah, he didn't know this memre. So that's the Gemara doesn't flow. Einachanami, the Gemara doesn't flow, and this is a problem. Now let us see Taisvus. This is how Taisvus loim shat in the Gemara. Zek Taisvus Ishtemitzah hoda oma. Salke daitach de Rav Yirmiye understood that filu b'nekovim sheyesh bem chesorin koma de mitztafim l'rube. He's talking about nekovim. He's talking about nekovim sheyesh bem chesorin. Also, you need rube. Midinokat kinofo de mashme kinik veinofo sheyesh bem chesorin mari. So he's speaking about Nekovim sheyesh bem chesorim, and he says you need ruba, and that iser is not matre. Umasik the shem shem bem chesorim nairi. So what's the teretz? No, he's not speaking. Nofa does not mean to say it's yesh bem chesorim. He's speaking about ein bem chesorim. The loshen is it's the mitzvah kosher. So it's not ish the mitzvah, I mean, you misunderstood Rav Yehuda. That's Moshe who said, no, he's talking about the kom shein bechazon. He didn't know this memra of Rav that differentiated between ein bechazon and yesh bechazon. I mean, the Gemara should have said, you misunderstood what nikva kenofa means. I mean, that was the mokim, that was what Gemara should have answered. So the loshen ish the mitzvah is not too good. About Kaponim, this is how Taisvus loim pshat in our sugya. And now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ubelgogoylis, legabi oyel hameis tanya. This din begogoylis, it's mitzafon lemaloy migdoch, it's speaking about oyel hameis. Vahi de kama, Chesor b'shedre, Tony Seifer, so there we have Malikas b'sham yisilu tuchu yismun chuyim. So the Seifer says, u'bil gugoyles, kama chesor b'gugoyles. So Rashi brings down, k'day she yinoto min hachai, v'yomis ava chesor, and it's v'loy metame. Because so Rashi brings down, shitas b'sillu. That's what Rashi brings down. Pamrinim bepchoires, kame yinoto minachai v'yomois, kmolei migdoch shel roifim. So the Gemara says in bepchoires, kame yinoto minachai v'yomois, kmolei migdoch shel roifim. So now the Masho explains that Rashi wanted to emphasize with Kasha, and we have to be a little elich. He says, Taisus had a problem, kmolei migdoch ishites beishamai. And Shitas Beis Hillel is Kadeshi Notl Minachai V'yomis. And the Gemara is speaking about a Shir Kamalei Migdoch, and why are you talking according to Beis Shammai, Paschal Nei Beis Hillel? So they says, just talking about abstractly, Beis Shammai said, I'm a Feresh Shir. So I want to talk about how you can make this Shir, if it's Oruch, if it's Nekovim. That's what Taisvi says. Rashi also had this Kasha. So Rashi says, no, our Gemara is going according to Beis Hillel. Because the Gemara says in Bechayres that Kama, what's Kedei she yinoto, Kama yinoto minachai v'yomeis, kemoloi migdoch. That's the Shira Moloi Migdoch. And what is Pshat in Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai said kemoloi migdoch. So the Gemara says in Bechayres, this is one mahalach in the Gemara, that it means kemolei migdach that's nichnas v'yoytze. That means it's more than a molei migdach. It's not the exact same. According to Beis Hillel, the shir is molei migdach. They say it is a shir, and that and the shir are such a nekev is a chesaron in the gugoylus. That is what Beis Hillel holds. Beshamei holtzkim molei mitoch chasuma dachsen is the loshna gemor. It means you need that you should be able to stick in and out of molei mitoch, so that means it's a little bigger than a molei mitoch. That's shitas beshamei. This is one loshen in the Gemara. So memeila Rashi wanted to emphasize viskashe. That we're not going according to beshamei. The emes pshat in Beis Hillel is molei mitoch. Beshamei means a little bit more than molei mitoch. So what's pshat in Taisvis? So Taisvis, Taisvis also knows the Gemara in Bechayres. So the Marsha explained this. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara, the Maskonis, the Gemara is not like that. So Memela, so Taisvis is going according to the Maskonis, so that is she according to Beishami is Molei Mikdach. So why are you talking according to Beishami? Rashi wants to say, the Gemara is going according to the first lashon in the Gemara. So that is why we have the Molei Mikdach. Fine. Okay, so that's now Rashi is vamping Molei Mikdach. V'toni Yalo, now we learned, and this year of Molei Mikdach, the im yesh boi nekev echad oruch, she'ein ogu, if you have a long nekev, royin oisoi, you look, im yitnu orkoi la'agloi, if you use the length to make it an eagle, to make it a circle, v'havi kemolei Mikdach, ave chesoch. Oi, that's case number one. Oi afilu yesh boi nekovim ktanim harbe. You have a lot of small holes. Kulam mitztarfim lechem oloi migdach. That's what the Gemara says in Bechayris. So memele that what, that nekovim are also mitztarif lechem oloi migdach. Alme. So now Rav Yirmiyeh brought down this Gemara in Bechayris. Alme. Kiven the sheer chesorin gegoyles kimloy migdachu, since the sheer by the girls of kimloy migdach, mitstarfim nikovim aktanim lechemole migdach. So then you take all the small holes, lechemole migdach, ki ilu avi chad nekev, like it's one nekev. Velo yevinen behu shiura achine. You don't give it another shear. The shear is molei migdach. Ochinami, so here also, af al gav. Vibipsukes agar geresh shiure lerubom. Im no psukes agar geresh shiure lerubom. Kabi nekuvet nan bemasnisen ad kamo techser. Ad ke isarei talki. By Nekuv, it says the shir is at chisari talki. Al menekev hakone treifosoi b'chisar. Begabi Nekovim ktanim boi keisar lisharino. So therefore, by Nekovim ktanim, we should need an isar lisharino. Now, I'd just like to mention, this is a very difficult Rashi, and I'd like to explain why. The Teferet Yaakov says a beautiful beer on Rashi, and I'd like to explain what the Shverikait of Rashi is. Rashi says two things. Rashi says from the Din in Bechayres, and Panayholes, it says like this, it says that the Shir Chesong Gilgoylis is Molei Migdach. Since the shir is molei migdach, is mitstarfim nekovim aktanim lechmolei migdach, ki ilu havi chad neke, just like it was one hole. Lo yevinu bu shiur achine. We don't give another shir. So it seems Rabbi Yirmiyeh saw a moiridike chiddush in that mishneh, that you take the holes and you mitstarif to a molei migdach, you don't give it another shear. So hachinami, you should give it also a shear of an iser and not ruba. So the Teferes Yaakov says a moiridike pshat in Rashi. And he says pshat as follows. He says, let's start from our Gemara and we'll go back to the Gemara in Bechayres. He says like this. When Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Akasha, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Akasha and Rav, Nikva Kenofa, you say the shir is Lahuba, the shir should be Ke'isa. The shir can be Ke'isa. So, the Tveres Yaakov explains like this. Rabbi Yirmiyah held, Is he speaking about a nekev sheyesh by chesaron or ain by chesaron? What is Rab speaking about? He says, if it's ain by chesaron, that's called nifseko hagargeres. Why is this nifseko hagargeres? It's attached. The whole gargeres is attached. There's holes. If you would attach the holes, it would be ruba. But it's attached. That's not called nifseko hagargeres. He did not want to buy that. That he doesn't mean to say if you head up the holes. I mean, it's not nimsak. It's a the holes aren't together, and the gageres is not nimsak. Nimsak means it's split. It's not split. There's a lot of holes, and if they would be attached, it would be split. But it's not attached, so it's not split. So what's pshat and rav? So he said, oh, it's zicha speaking about his zachasot. He has to be speaking about zachasot. And he's telling us that then, if there's a chesaron, so then, that's not the psul of nifsaka gargeres. It's not nifsak. There's a psul of chesaron. There's psul of chesaron. And the shir of chesaron is berubai. That means if roiv of, it's roiv of the gargeres, Reib of the Gargeres, Reib of the Gargeres is a chesaron. So memele, so then it's treif. So he said, Shema Shemaim, I don't understand that. I learned a Mishnah, and if there's a chesaron, if there is a chesaron, so memele, the shir is bekeiser. The shir is bekeiser, not Reib. Where did you get this from? Now let's look at the Rashi. Vahochinami. Afal gav, the bepsukais, shiure le ruba. By psuke, there's a shiure le ruba. Afal gav, but you're not talking about nifsak, because nifsak is not, this is not nifsak. You're not talking about nifsak, because this is not nifsak. Afal gav, the psukais, shiure le ruba. Aber gabi nekubet nan bemas nisen at kamet echoser at ke iser. And we'll see from Rashi held iser is less than rubo. At kamet echoser at ke iser italki. Alma neke vakone treifose beke iser. The treife is beke iser. Vegabi, that's the treife. Vegabi nekovim ktanim boi ke iser le shurinu. That means you should be Mishaya Bike Issa. And not for Roiv. I'm sorry. An Issa is bigger than Roiv. An Issa is bigger than Roiv. So Memele, that's how Rashi learned. An Issa is bigger, because that's, he says, Ke Issa Boilish, Ke Issa Boilish. Rashi learned an Issa is bigger than Roiv. So yes, I'm already Kekash. I don't understand you. It's not Nivsak HaGageres. That's not. If it's no chesaron, it's not nifsak hagargeres. Fine. So you're telling me, so akochu, yet they're speaking about there is a chesaron. If there is a chesaron, so where did you get the shir of roiv? The shir is bekeisa boy. That was the kasha. Where did you get the chesaron? There should be a shir of roiv. By chesaron, roiv is not enough. You need a shir of a keiser. A keiser is bigger than roiv. That's the lashon of Rashi. The lashon of Rashi is alma nekev akonet chifos bechiser v'gavi nekovim ktani boi keiser. You need a nisa roiv won't make it treif. When you get a shir of roiv,
By Chisol, by Nifsak, there's a Shir of Roiv. But we're not talking about Nifsak since the holes are not attached. So Al Kochach, you mean when there's a Chisol. When there's a Chisol, so then the Shir should be Keisel, not by Roiv. So it calls when it's not Keisel, it shouldn't be trait. That was the Kasher Rabbi Yirmiyeh asked on Rav. Now, Zok Tiferes Yaakov will understand now the previous Rashi also. The previous, he brought up some Mishneh, he brought up some Mishneh Neholes and the Gemara Bechayres, and we see something very interesting. It says over there, it's mitzvah from the Kavuk Tam L'chmolei Migdach Kilu Havichad Nekev Leyevinin Behu Shiyura Achine. You don't give it another shir. So what is Rashi? That Rabbi Yirmiyeh saw up a chiddush in the Mishneh Neholes. So the Tiferes Yaakov says, Amor de Gezach. There'd be a svara to say, in Treifes, there's a difference if the Sibes HaTreife is concentrated in one place or if it's spread out. And there's a raya for this. There's a svara to say if it's spread out, so the organ is more affected than if it's concentrated in one place. So there'd be such a svara. So there'd be a svara to say like this, that if you have a hole, one hole, so then it's, then the shir is kemigdach. If you have a lot of holes and it's spread out over the gilgoilis, but it covers a bigger shetach, maybe there a smaller shir is also treif. Because since it's not concentrated, you have these holes all over the Golgoilas, so maybe a smaller shir is also treif. And there it says not like that. It doesn't say since it's spread out in the kovim, there's another shir. It's irrelevant. The lemaisa, the din is that if there's a shir chesom, afilu it's spread out, you have one shir of molei migdach. You don't have a more chomadika shir. So, fragt Rabbi Yirmiyeh, so that means without this Mishneh in the holes, I'd accept what you say. That since these holes are spread out in the hekev of the Galgeres, so, and there's a chesaron, so here, it is treif, afilu it's less than an issa, as long as there's roiv. Because since it's spread out, so it becomes nitraf and a smaller share. So Rabbi Yirmiyeh asked the Makasha from the Mishnah in the holes, it seems not like that. It says if the holes are spread out in the Mokim Oruch, the Miesh Bainakim Echod Oruch, Shein Ogles, even though it's spread out in the Golgoilis, it also is a shame of kemigdach, and it doesn't have a shame, it has a shir of kemigdach, and it doesn't have a different shir. So you see, spreading out does not create a stronger talfis that a smaller shir will be treifer. That's what you see in the holis, by Golgoilis. So he said the same thing. Al-Kochach, you're talking about when there's a chesom. Because when there's no chesaron, it's not called nifsak bechlal. But you said a chiddush that since it's spread out, so beruba is also treif, even though it's not an issa. So he says, I'll bring you a ray from the Mishnah Neholis, that when it's spread out does not change the shir. And just like over there you need a migdach in order to be treif, so here you need a keisr in order to be treif. That was the kasha of Rabbi Yirmiyeh. So the Gemara says, "Ich temitzei." No, Rav Yehuda Marav said, "Be'ein by chesaron it's baroyim." Rav Yehuda Marav said, "Has a din nifsak." Not you understood if it's nekovim, it's not nifsak. So the whole shtick toire of Rav Yehuda Marav is that when there's a chesaron, there's a shir of roim. So he says, "There's no such thing." If you're working with chesaron, the shir is keisa, not a shir of roi. So the Gemara says, it's the mitzvah, what Rav said, no. When there's no chesaron, there's a shir of roi, and that's also called nifsak. So Mamela your kasha doesn't begin. That is how the Tiferes Yaakov says Pshat and Rashi. Ishtemitzei lahai makshid, that Rabbit said, that without a chesson it's called Nivsak. Mitztalfin leruba, the havi ki psike ba'alma, that means afilu without a chesson it has a shem psike. The loy mechasre, it's not missing anything. V'nitva kenova nami v'deleke chesson, that's what we're speaking about. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Omar Rabba bar Bachona bar Yishu ben Levi. Nitlo eimenu Ritzua mitzarefes l'cheisa. If a Ritzua was taken away, now we're talking about the Gargaris, and you have a strip was taken away from the Gargaris, so it's mitzarefes l'cheisa, so the shir is l'cheisa. Some of the Ritzu isn't the Eirich of the Gargaris. There's no Psul Bechlal of Nifsak in such a case. So then you need a Shir of an Issa. So Memele is so Vakert. Chedish is he can take the Eirich together with the Reichiv and you make a Shir Issa. You make a Shir Issa. Boy Minei Rabbi Yitzhak Panachmenim Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi nikve kenofa mau. What if this was nikva? What if it was nikve kenofa? Amalei harei amru nikovim sheyesh ben chesorim mitzdarfen lecheisa b'shein ben chesorim mitzdarfen lerube. Yet now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi in Taisvis. Mitztarefes nitla men retzua leolka leika chesorim. There's no psul of nifsika, because it's leolka. So the din is the what? Nikve, yeah. That's the nitla men retzua mitztarefes lisa. Boy minei rabbi yitzhak bar nachmeini, what's nikve kenofa mal? Amaleis, he told him, it's also, Mr. Revisal Risa, he kema'agas lo have isa treif. If it's an isa, it's treif. Let us see Taisvis. Nitlo mimeno ritsua mitzarefes lke isa. Taimo lishmeinon nikva vachoshkein ritsua. Let him say nikva. He asked the Mashaila, what's it in by Nikve? He said, Nikve is also the same thing. So let him say, Nikve, v'koshke Ritzua. It's Nikve is a chiddush that you add the holes together. So why did he say Ritzua? Let him say Nikve, and I'll know everything. And Taisus blives by attainment. So I just want to say over, Rabbi Kevegia says, wants to say a teres on Taisus kasha. He says as follows. If you have Nikve, he asked the Mashaila, what is the din nikva kenofa mal? The shaila of nikva kenofa is as follows. That you have a circle that is the size of an issa, but it's not punched out completely. It's full of holes. Nikva kenofa. So there's a shaila. There's a shaila. The mice said that the holes are not attached. Because there's, maybe it is good. Not good. That was the shaila. So he told them that it is good. He told them that it's treif. Nikva. So Taisva says, so why does he have to say that if he says that Nikva is good? So if it's nitla mena retzua, is it good? So Taisva, no. Nitla mimeno ke retzua means that you do not have the size of an issa. You mitzaref the oirech to the roichef to make an issa. Maybe als the din treifes, you need the oirech and roichev of an issa. Nikva kinofe, speaking about, you have a circle that has the oirech and roichev of an issa. There's another shayla, but there's nekovim. So the mail, so he said, the nekovim, there's no problem. You can be mitzarev in the nekovim to have a shir, the shir issa. But that would not tell me the chiddush of Ritzua, because Ritzua is another chiddush. That even though it's not an eagle with an oirech and roichev, afal pikein, it's treif.